Majesty. David Oyedepo Ministries International presents The Hour of Breakthrough with Bishop David Oyedepo, a man called and sent of God to raise people of great honor and attraction. The hour has come to liberate the world from all oppressions of the devil through the preaching of the word of faith. Remember, one genuine encounter is worth more than a lifetime of efforts. So get set for a lifetime of distinction as you experience God's visitation through the anointed word of God. Join us in this end time arc and have an encounter with destiny as you listen to the word of God. Amen.
Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6 and beginning from verse 10. In this last segment, we'll be looking at victory strategies. How to play the game. How to fight the war. We are to stand in order to expect to win. Chapter 6 and verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand, to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle. So you quite understand now that your victory is the outcome of a wrestling contest. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. And no doubt you must have watched some wrestling contests in the television, and you know it's a game of strength. It's a game of what? Wrestling is a game of strength. That's why they arrange them according to their weights. A heavy weight, medium weight, and feather weight. Amen. If your victory is the outcome of a wrestling contest, then strength or weight becomes a fundamental requirement for you to win. Two things he said in that verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Two things. Be strong in the Lord. And two, be strong in the power of his might. But those who do know their God, what happens? They shall be strong. So knowledge is a function, or strength is a function of knowledge. Knowledge equals strength. Daniel 11 and verse 32. And then in chapter 24 of Proverbs and verse 5, a wise man is strong. Yea, a man of knowledge increases strength. So, it's clear that strength is not a function, is not a product of prayer, is a product of knowledge. Hello? There are many featherweight prayer warriors. You can enhance your weight in prayer. You enhance your spiritual weight or strength with knowledge. Knowledge, 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 knowledge. My wife and I traveled with one wrestler on one of our trips. His hand couldn't close to his body. He couldn't put on shirt. He was wearing the ordinary singlet. I told my wife, that's a man of war. You know, nobody should make noise around that man. If he puts a knock there, you just finished. I mean, and he was sweating under cold, sweating. And that man's weight has been, must have been, a result of nutritional, you know, program that he has built into his life. What he must eat, what quantity and what way and what weight and all that and all that. That's among others. Weight building is a direct product of food, food, food. That's why when you want to cut your weight, you start cutting down on your food consumption, and without any doubt, you know, you just keep going down and down and down and down until you are satisfied. Amen. Amen. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. And that becomes easy for you to know in Matthew chapter 4, when Jesus was on the Mount of Temptation. The Bible says, then Satan taketh him. You know that's what they do in wrestling? What they do? They take the opponent. Amen. Then Satan taketh him to a top mountain and showed him all the glory. And said, I'll give it to you if you bow down to worship me. It was a wrestling match. They were there, he taketh him. And then Jesus said, it is written. Then he dropped him. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Shout hallelujah. Then he taketh him to the pinnacle of the temple. And said, fall down here. Is it not written, we give his angel charge over you? He said, it is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord your God. Then he dropped him. Amen. You know, when they take a wrestler, you watch some of those things. You take up a wrestler and then you sit on him and you are doing like this, and the man is looking from one side. Then the moment, wah, 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 and the man you are trying to pity now, he became the champion on the spot. He knew what to do. He has been adequately trained. So when they take him up and bounce him, and then the bounce, he jumps up. You know, the weight he carries cannot allow him to feel that kind of dropping. He knows what to do. Then Satan taketh him. The forces of wickedness are out to wrestle. Whether you are prepared for it or not, it doesn't matter. Do you know how some wrestlers take their referees? Or you haven't seen it before? The referee who is just playing whistle and all that, and the wrestler gets mad. They just took him by the neck. That's why only ex-wrestlers are allowed to referee wrestling contests. Because when they get mad and they take the man, him. So why the people are practicing, he's also practicing because he may be the victim. Shout hallelujah. So whether you are ready to fight or not, that is his job. For we wrestle is a continuous, present, continuous, perfect tense. We wrestle against principalities and powers, spiritual wickedness in high places. Therefore, be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord. So you need spiritual strength to maintain your victory over the forces of wickedness. You need spiritual strength. And that comes only by a sweet, consistent communion with the Word of God. Sweet, consistent communion with the Word of God. Very important. The lighter your weight, the narrower your chances of victory. You need spiritual weight to command spiritual victory over the forces of wickedness. You need it? Be strong in the Lord, and then and in the power of His might. And that one is built by prayer. It's built by what? The anointing of the Holy Spirit is built up in prayers. And how much more will God give the Holy Ghost to them that ask Him? Luke chapter 11 and verse 13. How much more will God give the Holy Ghost to them that ask Him? Luke chapter 11 and verse 13. Ask ye of the Lord rain in the time of the later rain. And as Jesus was praying, the Holy Ghost descended upon Him in form of a dove. Luke chapter 3. You understand all that story when He was baptized in the Holy, baptized in water. And Jesus Himself being baptized and praying, the Holy Ghost descended upon Him in bodily form like a dove. Hello? And the Bible says Jesus was praying one time, and his countenance was altered. He was clothed with power from on high in Luke chapter 9. Clothed with power from on high. And Peter said, let's stay here forever. Now in Acts chapter 2, the Holy Ghost came. In Acts chapter 4, they prayed themselves into another level of anointing. And the place where they prayed shook, and they were filled with the Holy Ghost. So, it takes the word and prayer to become a consistent overcomer. The prayer builds up the anointing, and the word builds up the strength, the spiritual strength required. And the anointing constitutes the supernatural backing required. So you get the spiritual strength and the supernatural backing to maintain your victory realm in Christ. Finally, my brethren, be strong. And can you see how Jesus was throwing His weight on the mountain? It is written. It is written. It is written. Then Satan leaveth Him. He will leave you now. They don't pray spiritual strength, they cultivate it. They don't pray for spiritual strength, they cultivate it in studies, rigorous studies, consistent studies, meditational studies. They don't pray for spiritual strength, they cultivate spiritual strength. They cultivate spiritual strength. No wonder it says study. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and chapter 2 verse 15. Study to show yourself approved unto God as a workman that needed not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Study. So that when the devil take you, it is written. Shut up. And then it comes again, it is written. Get lost. It comes again, it is written, it is written, it is written. Then Satan, drop at him, he understands the story. He knows the tricks. He knows the system. You need to be filled with the knowledge of God in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. You have to get yourself to that point where you can draw out, it is written, part time to deal with every assault of the moment. It is written. Didn't have to go home to do that. It is written. It is written. It is written. Very important. This is why many, many Christians are victims of the wicked forces. They are not mindful of the spiritual strength required to command spiritual victory. They have remained baby Christians, entering the wrestling ring with a heavyweight devil. Can't do that. One of our very committed people in Kaduna in those days, a widow. A shop, nobody coming in, nobody going out. One devil has sat down at the gate and won't let anybody come in to buy nothing. And she had this fantastic boutique and nobody would come and buy anything. So she spoke to me and I wondered, okay, how long will do this? So I followed her to that place with two of my people and I touched all the clothes. I said, go now. You are not meant here for decoration. Go now and bring profit back. The following day, as I entered that place, all the devil standing on the door. Eh? He has come. You know, when heavyweight and featherweight are to meet, what happens? Featherweight will clear. There is no way waiting for it. So if I were the owner of that shop, I won't need prayer. Just that I sit down there alone. Amen. He has to go or he will be gone. You understand what I'm saying? You need spiritual weight. Do you know what Satan said to the sons of Sceva? Jesus, I know. Paul, I know. We won't mess around where they are operating. But as for you, we deal with you. So they tore their clothes and pounced on them and messed them up. They say, you are not the kind of person we are talking about. Spiritual weight. Why then Satan taketh him? Hello? Then Satan taketh him. In Luke 22 verses 30 and 31, Jesus said to Peter, Simon, Simon, Satan desires to have you. He wants to sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you that thy faith faileth not. He wants to blow you into the winds. But I've prayed for you. So he taketh them, he bloweth them. He taketh and he bloweth. And these two things, the only resistance is what? Wait. Come and say wait. Say it loud, wait. Wait, the only resistance to being taken and being blown is weight. Spiritual weight. Do you know God weighs us? See, I've weighed in the balances and I've found you wanting. Many, many tekel ufasef. Daniel chapter 5 verse 24. Talking to Nebuchadnezzar. I have weighed you in the balance. So we all have varying spiritual weights. Weighed you in the balances. Weighed you in the balances. And I found you wanted. Now, if you hear the sound of a small boy, if you are knocking the door, and you hear the sound, you can tell whether it is a small boy, right? Or a woman, or a man, two of us. You knock the door, yes, hello, anything. You know that's a small boy. Is your father at home? You have not seen him, but the sound shows that that's a small boy talking. Is your dad at home? You have not seen the face, but you already know that's not the father talking. It's a small boy. Hello? Yes, can I help you? Is your father at home? You haven't seen the face, but you can size him up with his voice. And if it's a woman, won't you know? Hello? And then when it's a man, who are you? And that's what the robbers do. They normally wait to hear the sound of who is talking from inside. Who is that? Amen. That's why I say, in understanding be ye men. Don't be women, be men. In understanding be ye men. Because if the armed robber hear the voice of a woman, they are not scared. Are they? Even when the woman is commanding, not a winner, the other women in town. Even when they say, I command you, they are still commanding in tears. Are you hearing? I command you. Do it. Amen. Hallelujah. I withheld some robbers one day without any gun. And my wife was saying, it's enough. I said, it's enough for what? Shut up. The robber was shivering. Are you here? So the sound of my voice, I've not said anything to him. I've not touched him. I said, the name of Jesus. I didn't touch him. Because of the thunder in the voice, which is a direct function of strength. It's not. You can't look womanly here. You can't. You have to wake up and secure your destiny practically by generating spiritual strength through knowledge. Through what? And that's why today, everything standing on your way into the word of God, you are going to cast them down in the name of Jesus Christ. Everything that is weakening you in studies, it's a strategy of the enemy to keep you a featherweight, so he can keep on tormenting you time and again. And the violent take it by force. Today you are going to destroy all the barriers on your way into the word of God in the name of Jesus. I did one illustration in my last class, or talking to the pastors. This is a weight, for instance. This is another weight, and this is another weight. Which one is more vulnerable to the wind? This one? Even the breeze from the mouth of a 12-year-old will blow this away. But it will take larger lungs to move this one. And the strongest man in this church cannot use the wind of his mouth to blow this Bible. Amen. One of the CCU heavy people, you can call them out here to come and try it. To use your mouth to blow the... All members of your team will be praying for you from now to tomorrow. You won't blow this thing. They say, we are CCU, crowd control, in the name of Jesus. You must move. Listen, woman. Because of the resistance. That's why some things you suffer, others don't know it exists. Because of weight differential. They don't know it exists at all. It's paining me here. Some don't know the meaning of any kind of pain again. They have outgrown that. Where they are, the wind of fever can't catch them. They say it has malaria. It's not the only one that malaria beat yesterday, mosquito beat yesterday, but it's the only one that has no resistance enough against it. Hello? Let me show you this story. We were up in a village outreach, and then it was in a town that can be considered the headquarters of mosquitoes. The mosquitoes were like flies. Hello? And we were there in the church premises to sleep. And I remember one of my little ones piled pills on each other to move close to the fan so that the mosquito will not eat them. And I said to them, in the wilderness, there was no fan, there was no mosquito net, there was no fleet, but not one of them caught fever. Hello? And with our eyes opened, I said, look at me here now. Did you see mosquito coming this way? And we saw physically mosquitoes moving to their direction. No one was around where I was. Hello? That was physically under the electric light. We were looking at it like this. Everybody was doing like this. And when you are beating yourself like that, mosquito feel that, there's meat here. So all mosquitoes were just channeling themselves through that place. And I just felt, I can't imagine Jesus. I can't imagine it. Hello? I can't imagine it. Because the dominion that was lost in Adam was regained by Christ. And all things were subject to him, except the one who subjected all things to him. So he is in command of the serpents, he's in command of the mosquito, he's in command of the scorpion, he's in command of everything. Is somebody hearing what I'm talking about? So your destiny is determined by your spiritual strength. So wake up. Help me tell your neighbor, wake up. Wake up. He has only two ways of attacking his victims. He takes them and he blows them. Then Satan taketh him. He wants to blow you, but I've prayed for you. Only two ways. He won't succeed in your life anymore. He won't succeed in your life anymore. He won't succeed in your life anymore. Let me show you this before I close. We have five nutritional levels in the Word of God. How many? Five. How many believe that the Word of God is our spiritual food? You believe that? For man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. But it has five nutritional values. One, water. Come and say water. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 26, that thou mightest cleanse her by the washing of water by the word of God. So God's word carries water value. Water, water, water. And when a child is born, the first thing you put in his mouth is what? Water. That is for newborn, just arriving. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2, he says, desire the sincere milk of the word of God that he may grow thereby. 1 Peter 2, 2. So it has a milk value. Milk, milk. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2. But if you check it also in chapter 5 of Hebrews and verse 13, Hebrews 5, 13, he that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. That's why they call it baby food. Come and say baby food. Milk is baby food. Baby, believers foundation class. Baby food, just arriving. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? Baby food. And then you grow on to meat. The meat nutritional value. Meat. M-E-A-T. Meat. Meat.
This is the end of side A. Please turn your cassette to side B.
growing from milk into meat. In Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 9, the Bible talks about being not carried away with every strange and diverse doctrines. For it is a good thing that the heart be established with meat, with grace, and not with meat, which has not profited them that are occupied therein. Hebrews 13, 9. Meat, doctrine, the word of God. Be not carried away with every strange and diverse doctrine. For it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace and not with meat, which has not profited them that are occupied therein. Meat, doctrine, meat, the word of God. Meat, doctrine, meat, the word of God. Come and say meat. And then we go from there to strong meat. Come and say strong meat. When a child graduates from milk, he begins to take soft items. Cereals. Amen. It's growing out of milk into cereals. And it's moving from cereals in our own place into heavy garri, amalam pounded yam. Strong meat. Come and say strong meat. Strong meat. When we were growing up, there were some boys we used to call to strong food. So we feel that that's why they don't look that agile. But these other ones who have been taking pounded yam in the morning and eba in the afternoon and amala in the night, they are different. Their bones are like iron and brass. When they give you a knock, you first miss your balance. Amen. Strong meat. Hebrews chapter 5 verse 14. But strong meat belongeth unto them who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern between good and evil. Hebrews 5 14. Strong meat. Come and say strong meat. If he says, finally, my brethren, be strong, that means you can't go lower than strong meat. It takes something strong to generate something strong. Like begets like. You can't be going about with milk. You know, Sarah begat Jacob, Jacob begat Joshua, Joshua begat something. Where was Jerusalem? Where was Capernaum? Central map. Strong meat. Like the kind you have been taking since you came in here this morning. Strong meat. The mysteries behind the stories. Strong meat. Strong meat that makes strong men. Strong meat that makes strong men. I have been confronted with physical death several times. There was not once, and God in heaven is my witness, that my heart flickered. I die. In the midst of Christ, I found myself very stably in command. It's in order. There is no problem. We are going through it. Amen. Strong meat. Strong meat. That is, you take the bones of rams and goats. Amen. Strong meat. You crack bones as if you are eating rice. Strong meat. And your system can digest bones as if it's digesting, ordinary milk. You are already accustomed to things, strong things in God. And then I think the fifth nutritional value. Are we number five now? You know, we had water, we had what? Milk, and we had meat, and we have strong meat. The last and the highest nutritional value is called honey. Come and say honey. Say it loud, honey. The Bible says, behold, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. A virgin shall conceive and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Butter and honey shall he eat, that he may know to refuse the evil, to choose the good. Honey, come and say honey. Honey. Isaiah chapter 7 verse 14. Honey. Talking about Jesus, he was operating at the honey nutritional level of the word of God. Honey, 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 honey. Let me explain what that means. In Proverbs 24 verses 13 and 14, my son, eat thou honey, for it is good. Come and say, it is good. And the honeycomb which is sweet to thy taste, so shall the knowledge of wisdom be unto thy soul. And when thou hast found it, then there shall be a reward, and thy expectation shall not be cut off. Proverbs 24 verses 13 and 14. Honey is the good word of the Lord. Come and say the good word. Say it loud, the good word. The good word of the Lord. Just like you have it written in Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 4. Beginning from verse 1 to verse 4. He's talking about living the elementary principles of the doctrine of Christ, going on to perfection. People have tasted the good word of the Lord and the powers of the world to come. Powers of the world to come. The good word of the Lord generating powers, bringing you into the realm of the powers of the world to come. What does honey stand for? It represents the working knowledge of the truth. Come and say the working knowledge of the truth. It represents the working knowledge of the truth. So shall the knowledge of wisdom be unto thy soul. Knowledge of wisdom. Wisdom is how to. Amen. And that is knowing how to. Having a working knowledge of the word of God. That is the honey. The Bible says Jesus himself knew what he would do. John chapter 6 verse 6. He himself knew what he would do. He wasn't guessing. So he lifted up his eyes. Father, I thank you. Hallelujah. He was applying Psalm 67. Let the people praise thee, O God, and let other people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield and increase, and God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Father, I thank you. Hallelujah. Ooh. Earth, where is your increase? Working knowledge. Come and say working knowledge. Working knowledge of the truth is the honey of the word of God. That is the honey. Honey, 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 honey. Comparing spiritual things with spiritual and coming out with a conclusion that we always produce results. Working knowledge, working knowledge, working knowledge, working knowledge, working knowledge. I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you inheritance among them that are sanctified. Now you see, it is your heritage to win, but it is your responsibility to cultivate spiritual strength and build up in the school of power through prayers and fastings. For this kind goeth not out, but by prayer and fasting. By prayer and fasting, you build up supernatural strength, supernatural backing in prayers. The anointing of the Holy Ghost is poured afresh upon you for fresh victories in combating the fresh battles of your life. Come and say, I hear that. Amen. You got something here today, don't you? This is how to go by it, therefore. Anything less than 1 hour in the word a day is a risk. Write it down. I know you may not like it, but write it down. I want to be free from everybody's blood. Anything less than 1 hour a day in the word of God is running a risk without knowing. For the devil is the thief, and the thief does not announce when he's coming. Does the thief announce when he's coming? So if your strength fails in the day of battle, then your strength is little. So what to do is to constantly build up your strength and be sure you are in shape. Let me bring this harassment again. Anything less than 3 chapters of the Bible a day is a risk. And 3 chapters is not more than the front page of Guardian. It's not up to the front page of Guardian newspaper, which you read religiously, committedly, dedicatedly, sacrificially every day. And they have never mentioned your name once in it. But this one is directed to you to mold your destiny. 3 chapters a day, not less than 1 hour of standing with God in sweet communion, you will be 2 feet for the battle. You will remain fit for the battle. You will not be molested anyhow by the wicked one. You will go through life as if the devil no longer exists. Come and say, I hear. You will go through life as if the devil no longer exists. So building up in the world, building up in prayer, will make you an unbeatable conqueror in the battles of life. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. Rulers of this wicked world and wicked spirits in high places. And then you stand in the ranks. And the opponent says, I can't come. I can't come. And you start cursing him. You curse his father, curse his mother. He said, I can't come. If your father born you come, he said, no way, I can't come. If you are truly a child of the devil, come. He said, I can't come. Because he looks at your muscles and he's sorry for himself. If I go to that place, they will pack out my spear parts from that ring. He can't stand it. You must get to a point where the devil is scared at you. We were ministering somewhere, and one mad person came at me and held me by the trouser. Mad. Completely mad person. And I looked at him with the eyes of a lion. And I said in my heart, if this man touches me, I would tear my Bible here. And I said, take off your hand. I didn't even say in Jesus' name. And get out of him, thou foul spirit. Open. Everybody gather to hear what, to see what will happen. You need strength or you see shame. You have to decide what you need now and then go for it. All explanation, I'm a board member, I'm chairman, council of, lawyers. You are wasting your energy. The devil doesn't know lawyer. He has been a lawyer a long time. He doesn't know carpenter. He doesn't know pharmacist. Anything you are, if you don't go for the word of God, you are running a risk without knowing. Satan is so afraid. I will make everybody in this church buy this tape. Everybody. I'll make them buy this tape. I know they are all coming tomorrow. Everyone. We buy this tape so I'll be free from everyone's blood. You have to loose yourself from the bands of your neck. He said, loose thyself from the bands of thy neck. It's a weight contest. And there is no, I beg, I'm sorry. There is no, I'm sorry about it. The man you are dealing with is called the wicked. He won't have power over your destiny anymore. Those who do know their God, they shall be strong and they shall do exploits. Rise on your feet right now. Come on, give Jesus a big, big hand. You are free. You are free. You are free. You are free. Hallelujah. Amen. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. I'd like you to use the blood weapon against all weakening forces of hell in the study of the word and in prayers. Would you like to do that? They overcame him. You know, Jesus was the one who said, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. So Jesus knew that there is some weakness in the flesh that militates against men in prayer. And you can't penetrate the word of God without the blood, because the tables of the covenant, they are in the Holy of Holies, and no one can enter without the blood. Without the blood. You are going to use the blood weapon against all the oppositions of hell that is standing on your way into the word of God and on your way into a strong prayer room. You are going to use that, and from now, it will not be said about you again that see what the devil has done. Can I hear you shout a living amen? In the next few minutes, go before the Lord and pull down the strongholds of Satan by the blood of Jesus. Go ahead. I am getting into the word of God. Unto me it is given to know. In Jesus' precious name. It is applied truth that results in triumph. Satan, you can't block my way into the word of God because I am no longer in your domain. You are no longer in charge of my affairs. I'm seated in heavenly places far above you. And I have in my hand a name that's above you, even the name of Jesus. So from all your hiding places, I charge you now, take your leave. Begin to disappear. You can't stay on here in the name of Jesus. You can't stay on any longer in the name of Jesus. Take your leave. Pack your luggage and go in the name of Jesus. I am getting into the word of God. I am getting into the word of life. That's where I belong. That's where I belong. That's where I belong. That's where I belong. In the name of Jesus Christ. Do you know from this moment, after this anointing, you become a touch not entity in the spirit world? Everywhere your name is mentioned for evil, the thunder of vengeance shall strike there. Every spell and enchantment working against your destiny, as you are anointed today, they shall drop off immediately. In the name of Jesus. For it is written, and it shall come to pass in that day, Isaiah chapter 10 verse 27, that his burden shall be lifted from off thy shoulder, and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. And the yoke shall be destroyed. So today is that day. I said today is that day. I said today is that day. Every yoke of wickedness around your destiny shall be destroyed here today. So shall it be. When they went from one nation to another, Psalm 105 verse 13 to 15, and from one kingdom to another people, he suffered no man to do them wrong. Yea, he reproved kings for their sakes, saying, touch not my anointed, and do my prophets no harm. When the entire 3 million congregation of people, he suffered no man to do them wrong. Yea, he wrought vengeance on kings for their sakes, saying, touch not my anointing. You are coming under the touch not anointing today, and no witch shall ever dare you again. No wizard shall ever dare you again. Some years ago, I was driving off from Ife, and I overtook one woman. So when I got to the filling station and parked, she was very furious. Her eyes was blazing like fire. And I said, this is a witch. I said, you'll never get to where you are going. I said, as soon as I get there, you will hear. That means one of us must go today. Either I go or you go. Hello? As soon as you get there, you will hear down here that I've arrived. Friends, from this day, no man shall do you wrong anymore. Any witch that dares your destiny will be dashed in pieces. Touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. That's where you are entering into. That's the realm you are entering into right now. In the name of Jesus, he suffered no man to do them wrong. Yea, he reproved kings for their sake. Principalities and powers, he rebuked them for their sakes. Touch not my anointed. Are you deaf? Are you blind? Can't you see? Can't you see my mark upon them? God is placing a touch not mark on you today. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In Psalm 89 verse 20, I have found David my servant. With my holy oil have I anointed him. The enemy shall not exert upon him, neither the son of wickedness afflict him. I will beat down his foes before his face, and I will plague all them that hate him. I have found David my servant, with my holy oil have I anointed him. Psalm 89 verse 20 to 23, the enemy shall not exert upon him. Today is the last day the enemy will have a say in your life. Every mark of the enemy in your life shall be destroyed here today. Every mark of the enemy on your destiny shall be destroyed here today. With my holy oil have I anointed him. The enemy shall not exert. That's the meaning of the anointing. When the oil comes on your head today, you have to become conscious that the enemy has no more access to you. Neither the son of wickedness afflict him. That means you are far above occultic harassment, far above harassment of familiar spirits, far above harassment of native doctors, far above any act of wickedness anymore. That's what the Lord is doing. Lift up your hands and begin to proclaim and appropriate those virtues upon your life right now. Begin to proclaim and appropriate those virtues upon your life right now. In the name of Jesus. In chapter 22 of 2 Chronicles, and we're ready now for the anointing. Verse 7. 2 Chronicles 22, verse 7. And the destruction of Ahaziah was of God by coming to Joram. Any evil that followed you here, today is the day of destruction. For when he was come, he went out with Jehoram against Jehu, the son of Nimshi, whom the Lord has anointed to cut off the house of Ahab. The anointing today upon your life will cut off the house of wickedness forever. The destruction of all your enemies is of God today. Can I hear you shout a living amen? I'd like you to lift up your hands and then begin to appropriate that is done already. In the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Son of God. Amen. Please make sure you have your own paper where you wrote those things the other time. As you dip your finger in the bowl of oil on your head, and then you place on the same paper. Everything said there will be delivered, the testimony into your hands in the next 3 months. You're going to see them physically in your hand. If you have not done that, just sit down and quickly finalize that very in 1 minute, and then we'll be set for you. Jesus' precious name. Every word declared in your direction today shall come to pass practically in your life. No more harassment of the devil anymore in your life. No more harassment of the devil anymore on your children. No more harassment of the devil anymore in your career. No more harassment of the devil anymore in your finances. In the name of Jesus. The oil on your head is the oil of restoration. Whatever the enemy has done in your life against your destiny before, they are rewritten today. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Every door the enemy has shut, they are now reopened. Every chain the enemy has put around your feet, they are all broken. Every sickness inflicted on you by the wicked, they are now destroyed. Every spell on your family is today destroyed. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' precious name, if you believe your liberty has finally come, shout a triumphant hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ.
You have been listening to Bishop David Oyedepo expounding the Word of God to you. We believe this message has been a blessing to you and your family. We would like to hear your testimonies. Please write Bishop David Oyedepo, World Mission Agency, PMB 21688, Ikeja, Lagos, Nigeria. Or send your testimonies through the email bishop@domi.org. Worship with us at the Faith Tabernacle, Kenan Land, Kilometer 10 Ijiroko Express Road, Ota, Lagos. Sunday, 9 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. Thursdays, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Breakthrough Summit, every first Saturday of the month. Breakthrough Night, every third Friday of the month. For more information on Breakthrough video audio tapes, contact Breakthrough Studio, Kenan Land, Kilometer 10 Ijiroko Express Road, Ota, Lagos, or Dominion Bookstore, Kenan Land, Kilometer 10 Ijiroko Express Road, Ota, Lagos. You can also visit our website for our weekly published Signs and Wonders and book by the Bishop David Oyedepo. http://www.winnerschapel.com. For prayers and counseling, call 774-7545, 774-7547, 774-7549.